Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Locked On Broncos brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network. This is your host, Cody Rourke, and tonight we're going to break down the Brock Osweiler signing and what it means for the Denver Broncos going forward. Maybe not this year, but what does it mean for us next year as a team when the offseason approaches? What's the leverage? Obviously, with quarterbacks on the roster like Paxton Lynch, first-round draft pick, we're going to dive into a deep analysis of what the Brock Osweiler signing means for Denver going forward. And obviously, we're going to look ahead to the Los Angeles Chargers matchup on Monday Night Football. This upcoming Monday night, Broncos football is back. The Mile High, the Rocky Mountains are rumbling. And we're here for Locked On Broncos. Last night's episode, we experienced a lot of technical difficulties. As soon as I went to go play it back, the audio was corrupted, the file was corrupted, and all that recording, the session that we had, was lost. So I definitely want to apologize to all Locked On Broncos fans who missed out on last night's episode. It was a good one, and I'm bummed out that I couldn't figure out how to revert it to back to where I had the session already recorded without it being corrupted. So we're back here tonight on iTunes, Audio Boom, Locked On Broncos. Very excited to be here. And with that, we have a groundbreaking announcement. Obviously, with the constantly evolving realm of technology and smart speakers that are out there right now on the market, obviously Amazon's Alexa and Apple's Home, you can now reach the Locked On Podcast Network and Locked On Broncos by simply saying, "Hey Alexa, play Locked On Broncos." She'll pull the show up for you, and there you go. You have the Locked On Broncos episode archive all the way through on your speakers. Very excited about it. Obviously, technology is changing. And with that, obviously, sports radio, the realm of that has changed as well. With the age of developing podcasts, obviously Locked On Broncos being one of them, got to ask yourself a question right now. What is your top five podcast, playlist that you listen to? What are the top five? Is the Locked On Broncos in your top five of podcasts that you listen to on iTunes when you're stuck in traffic? Or is it something you listen to on the weekend when you want to hear, matchup news about the Denver Broncos and news across the NFL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network? Ask yourself this question. I really encourage you guys to make Locked On Broncos one of your top five playlists that you listen to, one of the top five podcasts that you constantly play throughout. Like I said before, you fans make the show what it is, and we're very excited about what we have in store for the Locked On Podcast Network, and obviously Locked On Broncos going forward. Stay tuned here very shortly. Contests will be announced regarding fan participation here on the show, where you can call in and be part of the show, Locked On Broncos, and join me for an episode where we give analysis on news and obviously the weekly matchup that the Denver Broncos are going to be taking on, whoever it may be. So we're very excited about that. Stay tuned in the next couple days for that announcement here on Locked On Broncos. And be sure to follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Broncos and follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. I enjoy engaging with all of you guys. We just had a great mailbag edition episode on Monday. We're going to do more of that. Your guys' feedback, your guys' questions deserve to be answered on air. So very excited about that. So let's dive into today's show, obviously, with quarterback topic of Brock Osweiler signing back with the Denver Broncos.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
After playing the last season in Houston for the Texans, being the starter, getting benched midway through pretty much the end of the year for Tom Savage ended up getting hurt, and then all of a sudden in the playoffs, Brock Osweiler came in, beat the Oakland Raiders, and then they lost after that. He then went on this offseason after being traded to the Cleveland Browns to go with them in minicamp and obviously OTAs, training camp, and was cut by the Cleveland Browns just a week ago. Shortly after that, rumors escalated saying that Brock Osweiler there's a strong likelihood of him returning back to the Denver Broncos. And the Twitter sphere obviously erupted a little bit. After having some time to process and think about what it really meant for the Denver Broncos bringing in a guy like Brock Osweiler, I thought about a lot of things, and it sort of aligned with a lot of what the media has been saying. Trevor Siemian needs a guy who's been in the NFL for a while. Brock Osweiler is considered an NFL veteran. They've been teammates before. If Trevor Siemian were to get hurt, I think right now, obviously, Brock Osweiler might be the best option to, keep the Denver Broncos competing in terms of if Trevor Siemian goes down, Brock Osweiler can come in, maybe get a little realm of the system and how Mike McCoy runs it, even though he's only played in it 1 year, but the veteran intangibles that he has, I think the playbook's a lot easier than Bill O'Brien's over there in Houston. He comes in and gives the Denver Broncos a better chance to compete in the event that Trevor Siemian goes down than Paxton Lynch. Now, the whole thing about Brock Osweiler coming back to the Denver Broncos, it sheds light on a lot of different, you know, elements of to how we can look at it. When we look at why Brock Osweiler left, Brock Osweiler was tempted by money after playing in a sample size of 7 games for the NFL. He got offered a lot of money by the Houston Texans. He took it instead of, you know, staying with the Denver Broncos, where essentially after Peyton Manning's retirement, Brock Osweiler was going to be handed the keys to the kingdom. Now, what rubs the Denver Broncos fans a little wrong about how Brock Osweiler went about it was the fact that he snubbed, you know, the team in their, obviously, their Super Bowl ring party that they had, the reveal. He didn't go to that. And then you had him skip out on the White House meeting with the Denver Broncos as well. And he didn't return anybody's calls. That was one thing that really, in my opinion, was the part that where Denver Broncos fans looked at Brock Osweiler as somebody who was snakish. And I don't blame Brock Osweiler for wanting to take some more money. But when you have a defense the way that you do with Von Miller, obviously Chris Harris Jr., Aqib Talib, Darian Stewart, and formerly T.J. Ward, who's now a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, you have that defense, though, in Denver that gives you enough assurance. When you come in after Peyton Manning, obviously, yeah, there's a shadow. There is a shadow, and I felt like maybe Brock Osweiler didn't want to have to play or live in the shadow of Peyton Manning. But he's a legend. Brock Osweiler didn't look bad when Peyton Manning got injured and was essentially, and I put on quotations, benched. But my issue here with Brock Osweiler is more along the lines of you had the greatest opportunity you could possibly have that was going to be handed to you, and you choose to take the money in Houston in an ideally lesser situation with not a good defense. Well, they were a solid defense. I can't say they weren't a good defense. The Texans' defense last year was actually pretty good in terms of even stopping the run. They had A.J. Boye, who was a phenomenal corner. They actually had a pretty dang good defense. On paper, the Houston Texans had a team that, you know, many people were like, okay, this team looks legit. You know, DeAndre Hopkins. You had Lamar Miller. You had some athletic tailbacks, and you have, you know, like I said, a solid defense. But do you take a brand new Camaro over a, you know, a brand new Ferrari? I think the Denver Broncos were the Ferrari in the situation. Obviously, when they had the Monday Night Football matchup this past season, there was some bad blood. Third Eye Blinds, How's It Gonna Be was the promo song for the Monday Night Football matchup, and it featured John Elway looking at Brock Osweiler. And so they kind of played the storyline up quite a bit. The Denver Broncos came into that game absolutely relentless, and they were all over Brock Osweiler. While they didn't sack him that many times, he felt the pressure, and obviously it affected his ability to pass and to make completions. But the Denver Broncos defense was everywhere. They were swarming. They were flying around, and it was a beautiful thing to see. I actually still have it on my DVR. Just think about that a little bit. When Trevor Siemian got hurt, you know, if Trevor Siemian last year, let's say Brock Osweiler stayed with the Denver Broncos, Brock Osweiler is the starting quarterback, and you don't draft a guy by the name of Paxton Lynch. And I'll get to that angle here in just a second. But you always have to ask the question, and this is the thing about football that not a lot of people like, and I don't like doing it, but it just begs the question, what if Brock Osweiler stayed in Denver last season? What would be the outcome? How would have last season went for the Denver Broncos? I don't know. Nobody will know. We'll never know. Trevor Siemian came in, won the job in the preseason. I just think that a lot of different things when we look at it could have been different in terms of how the shape and the culture of the franchise could have been last year if Brock Osweiler never left. So with that, because he left, Denver was forced to look at options at quarterback. Obviously, maybe some veteran options. They traded for Mark Sanchez. And then in the first round of the NFL draft, they traded up to get Paxton Lynch, quarterback out of Memphis. We saw in the preseason, we saw some flashes out of Paxton Lynch that looked good, but then we also saw that he wasn't ready yet. Trevor Siemian gets hurt. He comes in, manages the game well against Tampa, goes on the next week to start against the Atlanta Falcons, and, you know, obviously I think the rookie effect came into place because he was quick. He was quick to be mobile, you know, in his dropbacks. He'd drop back on a 3-step drop and not even half second take off and look to run. In the NFL, you can't do that. You play right into the defense's hands when you get skittish and your first instinct is to run without going through your reads, without letting things set up in the passing game. I look at Paxton Lynch being drafted, and I look at how that may have affected the Denver Broncos' ability maybe to compete going forward. Not because he's not a good quarterback, just that he's so inexperienced at this point that if Denver didn't have Brock Osweiler now, if Trevor Siemian got hurt, I have a strong belief based on what we see in the preseason and in training camp that Paxton Lynch would not lead the Denver Broncos to victory in any game. And this is a tough schedule that the Broncos have this year. I just can't imagine Siemian going down and having a guy who's inexperienced coming in. That's where frustration begins to build and grow a little bit. That's where you look at the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball, and some of those guys have some animosity towards one another, because the Denver Broncos defense at points last year was keeping the Denver Broncos in games, and they got frustrated because the offense couldn't do it. You know, that creates that kind of divisiveness, you know, amongst the team. I do believe bringing Brock Osweiler in now, after having 48 hours to think about it, he is a veteran guy. He has some good knowledge. He has learned from Peyton Manning, and he's the guy right now that, you know, in my opinion, if Trevor Siemian were to get hurt, could come in, and the Denver Broncos probably wouldn't miss a beat. They wouldn't miss, you know, a single element of productivity, you know, on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, the offensive line play this year is going to be huge for the Denver Broncos, because last year, 2 years ago, the offensive line was one of the worst elements of this Denver Broncos team. Opposing pass rushers had field days with tackles. Michael Schofield in one game gave up 5 sacks to Khalil Mack. Tyson Brailo gave up 4.5 sacks to Vic Beasley Jr. in the Atlanta game. Denver has to have some monsters on that offensive line that are tenacious and will fight back. And that's something that I'm looking forward to seeing this year. And that's going to dictate how well the quarterback plays as well. If the offensive line can be gritty and tenacious like I just described, and they don't accept being, you know, guys coming off the edge on them and waylaying the quarterback, I have an absolutely positive and confident feeling that the Denver Broncos' productivity at the quarterback and on the offensive side of the ball will increase drastically compared to what we saw in the last 2 years. It all comes down to coaching. It comes down to the X's and O's and executing. Obviously, the offensive line has a major role. And when we watch Sunday night football, we watch the NFL on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursday nights, we consistently see how important the offensive line is. Now, they don't always get the recognition they deserve. It's always the quarterback, the running back, the wide receivers, the tight ends on the offensive side of the ball that get the recognition, they get the glory. The offensive line sets up the entire machine, and a lot of people don't realize that, or they don't give a lot of offensive linemen credit. While the Browns may be a cluster, when you look at the Cleveland Browns, you look at Joe Thomas. The guy's an absolute monster at the tackle position. Him alone, he creates productivity on his side of the offensive line. When you have a weak element, a weak link in your offensive line, and teams start to attack that, whether it be at the guard position or the tackle position, it really can disrupt an offense's flow. And if the Denver Broncos can just get a little bit more of productivity from the offensive line this year, I'm so confident that the offense will look even better, miles better than what they did last year. Tweet us your thoughts at Lockdown Broncos, at Cody Rourke NFL. What are your thoughts on Brock Osweiler coming back? And there's another angle I'm going to hit in just a second, but I'd like to take the time right now too.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Tell all of you Locked On Broncos fans to head on over and subscribe to Matt Williamson's Locked On NFL. For all the latest national news, analysis, and coverage of everything going on in the NFL, Matt Williamson has you covered. Locked On NFL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And also head on over to Locked On Chiefs for all your latest news regarding the Kansas City Chiefs, with the NFL regular season kicking off this Thursday with the Chiefs taking on the Patriots. If you want to know what the Chiefs are doing, you want some intel, some inside scoop on what's going on over in Kansas City, maybe at the quarterback position with Patrick Mahomes, Alex Smith, maybe just to analyze how the matchup is going to go against the Patriots, you want to know what the game plan might be, head on over to Locked On Chiefs, part of the Locked On Podcast Network as well. Looking forward to doing our shows where we do a crossover show. When the Denver Broncos play at home, Locked On Chiefs will join me here on Locked On Broncos. And when the Denver Broncos travel to Kansas City, I'll join Locked On Chiefs over there for their episode. Very excited about that. We're going to bring that all to you here in the next couple weeks as the NFL season kicks off. So to get to my next point regarding, you know, Brock Osweiler and Paxton Lynch, and we talked about a little earlier about if Brock Osweiler never left, Paxton Lynch would not be a Denver Bronco. So now let's talk about what the future looks like with Paxton Lynch now that Brock Osweiler is on the roster and is the backup quarterback for the Denver Broncos this year. I do think that the move warrants Paxton Lynch maybe sitting at the number three quarterback spot all year. Obviously, him getting a shoulder injury in the week three of the preseason didn't help him, where he's rumored to be out for about 5 weeks. Ideally, I'd say that probably keeps Brock Osweiler as the number two quarterback for the remainder of the regular season. And that right there kind of puts Paxton Lynch's future with the Denver Broncos in serious doubt. Many people on Twitter, and I've gotten into many debates and discussions about this on Twitter, say that, well, he was drafted in the first round, so he's going to stay on the roster for a while. That's not how the NFL really works. When a guy that you drafted in the first round, you brought him in, had some expectations for him, he hasn't met him in 2 years, hasn't looked like he's developed at all or even grown as a player at the quarterback position in 2 years, I highly doubt that, you know, his time as a Bronco is really going to remain, you know, consistent with the team this after this season. I just have a hard time seeing that. With Brock Osweiler becoming a Denver Bronco once again, a guy who's been with the system before, reunites with John Elway. The defense has already re-embraced him. No hard feelings. Paxton Lynch is the odd man out in Denver, in my opinion, right now. Many people say that if Trevor Siemian doesn't play up to standard this year, that, well, they're going to go with Paxton Lynch. No, they won't. Now they won't. Now that Brock Osweiler is back, they will not go with Paxton Lynch. If Trevor Siemian is struggling throughout the year and they decide to try to get a different option and bench him, it's going to be Brock Osweiler. It's not going to be the first-round pick. The first-round pick doesn't look ready. The first-round pick looks like maybe a wasted investment right now at this point. And you also have to wonder, how do you think Paxton Lynch feels about the Broncos bringing in a veteran quarterback ahead of him? A guy who is miles ahead of where he is developmentally and as a quarterback. I do believe that we may be seeing the last of Paxton Lynch as a Denver Bronco, and that's not necessarily meant to be a bad thing. It simply just hasn't worked out yet. And I may be getting ahead of myself. Maybe Paxton Lynch doesn't leave. Maybe Paxton Lynch remains on the roster. But the angle for me that I have a hard time understanding is you bring in a guy as your backup quarterback who was going to be the guy you were going to give the keys to the kingdom to after Peyton Manning retired. Now he went on to Houston to get some money, got traded, didn't work over there in Cleveland. He's back for the opportunity. He said he would have taken a position as a water boy just to be back in Denver. I look at all of these things and I just look at how the future pans out and who the Denver Broncos have on the roster at quarterback. You have Trevor Siemian, you have Brock Osweiler, Paxton Lynch, and Chad Kelly, who's on injured reserve. Many people say Chad Kelly right now would be better off than Paxton Lynch. I don't know, maybe. Maybe he would. I'm not sure. I don't say these things to make it seem like I'm down on Paxton Lynch. I'm just saying, from what I've seen from Paxton Lynch, and many Broncos fans share the same sentiment that I do. Some don't, and that's perfectly okay. You could tweet me about it, at Cody Rourke, and at Locked On Broncos. But I look at long-term plans, and I look at guys who are ready, quarterback ready, and John Elway, we've said it before, his goal, his mission is to compete for world championships year in and year out. Paxton Lynch is not going to be the guy that's going to make that happen. Brock Osweiler. He is a guy that has the potential for that to happen. We experienced it a couple years ago. He came in and he looked pretty good. He had a couple games where he struggled, but other than that, I mean, down 14, heading into the fourth quarter, against the New England Patriots, Sunday Night Football, when it's snowing and the conditions, the terrain were absolutely terrible on the field. He comes back and leads you to a victory. Touchdown pass to Andre Caldwell within a minute left, give them a 3-point lead. The Patriots end up going on to kick a field goal to tie it, go to overtime, obviously. The toss of C.J. Anderson wins the game. The Broncos wouldn't have won Super Bowl 50 if it hadn't been for a lot of the effort that Brock Osweiler gave the Denver Broncos when he was in there. He struggled against the Chargers. A lot of that wasn't always necessarily on him. The offensive line wasn't holding up. He fumbled the ball. He got sacked. He got blindsided a few times by a blitzing cornerback. Had a pick that wasn't necessarily his fault. But there was no energy. There was no momentum. And so Gary Kubiak went with, you know, what would liven up the stadium, what would get the stadium rocking. You had the stadium booing the Broncos at halftime. You enter a guy like Peyton Manning. He comes back into the game, and the stadium's roof gets blown off, clean off. Peyton Manning manages the game. C.J. Anderson scores a touchdown. Broncos beat the Chargers, secure the number one seed in the AFC. The rest is history. But none of that. That historic season does not happen without the contributions of Brock Osweiler. So I could see, maybe a little bit down the road, John Elway and the Denver Broncos deciding to package and trade Paxton Lynch. Maybe in the draft, maybe in the offseason, maybe during the season, I don't know. But there are some teams out there that could use Paxton Lynch. Paxton Lynch fits in some certain systems around the NFL that maybe teams have a need for. Not a team that's really competing, in my opinion. Not a top-tier team that's going to compete. But there are some teams out there who I think can benefit from having a guy like Paxton Lynch. I just don't think it's in Denver. And while that may be a hot take, it may be a hard take, I may get some grief for it. You know, that's just how I feel. And that's just my opinion. And I value whoever has a different opinion than mine. I absolutely respect and value it. But that's just how I feel. I feel as if Brock Osweiler, maybe if Trevor Siemian doesn't perform that well this year, that opens up another competition, and I think that's where maybe Brock Osweiler might come in and be the prime favorite. There are already several tweets, several reports out there that are saying next year heading into the 2018 season that Brock Osweiler is the prime candidate to be the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. I think people need to settle that down a little bit. The season hasn't even started yet. Trevor Siemian obviously got some praise from Von Miller yesterday saying he's two times better than what he was last year. And that's just with some confidence. That's with having a year of playing under your belt. And he played pretty well last year as essentially a sophomore rookie. I think we haven't seen the ceiling yet of what Trevor Siemian is going to be. I think there's a lot of things that Trevor Siemian possesses that really excites me about his ability as a quarterback and as a leader. But you always can't help but think that if it doesn't work out with Trevor Siemian, they're not going to go with a guy like Paxton Lynch. They're going to go with a guy like Brock Osweiler. Or Chad Kelly. I don't know yet. I have no idea what the Chad Kelly experiment's going to look like, and I'm sure we're going to hear a lot about it heading into next season. But I'm very excited about what the future may hold for the Denver Broncos. It's a beneficial move for Trevor Siemian to have a veteran like Brock Osweiler that can help him, be supportive of him, and that's something that Brock Osweiler has always done. He's always said the right things in the media. He's been very supportive, and he's also helped out. I've seen him. He's been a guy, even when Peyton Manning came back in, the divisional game against the playoffs, he came back in and Peyton Manning was sitting on the bench with Greg Knapp, quarterback's coach, and Trevor Siemian was sitting pretty close to him as well. Brock Osweiler comes up and, you know, is just encouraging Peyton Manning and talking to him about what he's seeing, you know, from the side. That leadership stuff right there excites me. It really does. I'm not here to create another 104.3 The Fan division of a new hashtag called quarterback competition, the battle 2018. We're not going to do that. I trust Trevor Siemian. Trevor Siemian is our quarterback for the Denver Broncos. I'm going to support Trevor Siemian. I'm going to root for him to succeed. And anybody who roots for him to fail is not really a true fan. That's one thing that really bothers me. But I'm excited. I'm super excited. We're just days away from the Denver Broncos taking on the Los Angeles Chargers on Monday Night Football. On tomorrow's episode, Locked On Broncos, 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time, we're going to talk it down. We're going to break down the matchup. We're going to break down the Monday Night Football game between the Los Angeles Chargers and the Denver Broncos right here, Locked On Broncos, brought to you by Audio Boom, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. This is your host, Cody Rourke, saying good night and go Broncos.